This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I love the podcast. I've just recently started to listen to it, and I have some stories that I'd like to share with you guys. So here is one about the house that my parents and I lived in when I was younger in Mexico. So a lot of weird and scary things happened to my parents in this house while they were living there. This is the first house that they lived in after they got married. This is where they were living when I was born. So I guess I'll just tell you some of the experiences. So my parents said that when I was very young, one day they wanted to, you know, go out and have a night out alone. So they asked my aunt to come and babysit me. And they said that when they got home, she was really, really scared, and she was ready to get out of there, asking my dad to just take her home quickly and saying, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't babysit here again. Like, if you want me to babysit, you can bring her to the house, but I don't want to come be alone here ever again. So when my parents asked her what was wrong, she said that she was falling asleep with me, and she had a small fan next to her, next to the bed. And she said that someone or something kept turning off the fan. So they would turn it off and she would turn it back on, thinking that it was some kind of electrical malfunction. And she would turn it on, and as soon as she would start to doze off, it would be turned off again. So she didn't think too much of that. She wasn't too scared. But then she said that in the mirror that my mom had in the bedroom, she saw a girl, a woman. And she was really scared. Sorry, as I'm telling this story, I just heard a strange noise from my closet and it kind of scared me. But anyway, so she was really scared and didn't want to go back. So my parents were like, okay, you know, she must have just thought she saw something, didn't really believe her. Until things started to happen to them too. So another time, my parents were at home. It was a little late. They were just watching TV when someone was knocking on the door. So they go to the door, and this was in Mexico, so over there are a lot of taco stands around. So there was literally like a taco stand in the corner of the street where my parents lived, and my parents' house was the second on the street, so the taco stand wasn't too far away. So my parents said that when they went to go get the door, it was actually the taco guy. And he was like, oh, your daughter forgot her change. And then my mom was like, my daughter is a baby, what do you mean? She was like, oh, well, if she's not your daughter, then I guess someone who was living here, they went to go buy tacos and they forgot their change. I saw them come in here. And my mom was very confused. She's like, are you sure they came into this house? Because it's only my husband and I and a baby. She's like, no. And the guy was like, absolutely, like, sure. He was like, no, they came and they forgot their change and they went into this house. I saw her. So my parents were trying to explain to them, you know, like, no, nobody came in here. And so the guy was, you know, very stubborn about it. And they were like, no, we can't take your money. Like, no one went to go buy tacos. So that was one thing that happened. Another time was that they were coming back from my grandma's house. And as they were getting out of the car, walking to the house, some of the neighbor kids came running and saying that someone was in your house. Someone is in your house. And when my parents asked them, you know, what are y'all talking about? They said that they were playing soccer and that they kicked the ball to the porch, to our house porch, and that a woman came out, grabbed the soccer ball, and took it inside. And my parents said that when they heard this, they were very scared because they said that when they first moved into the house, there were a lot of balls inside the house, and they thought, oh, you know, maybe kids used to live here. But it was so strange to them that the kids were telling them that a woman came and took the ball and, you know, took it inside when, you know, they had found a bunch of balls there when they first moved in. So my parents were like, you know, to the kids, like, are you lying? Are you lying? And they were saying no. So when my parents went inside to look for the ball, there was no ball. So other little things that would happen, my parents said that when they would be, you know, trying to go to sleep at night, they would hear noises. in their backyard as if someone was dragging some chains. My mom would also say that she would have me, she would be like cooking in the kitchen, and I would be, this is when I was a little bit older because we lived there for a few years, and I would be playing in the backyard and where she could see me from the window. And she said that I would be standing in the corner by, and in Mexico we have like brick surrounding the backyard, so she said that I was standing in the corner of the brick walls, like speaking to the corner. So when my mom would come and ask me who I was talking to, I would always say, oh, I'm talking to the girl. My mom would ask, what girl? I was like, oh, the girl, she's right there. And I would point to the corner, but there was nobody, you know, nobody that my mom could see, at least. I have no memory of these things. But my parents also say that whenever they would ask me, you know, like whenever I would be talking to walls or talking to nothing, they would ask me, who are you talking to? And I would tell them that I was talking to the girl, and that she would tell me to come here, like that she would beckon me. So these things kind of freak me out now as an adult, because I wonder why I could see this girl, what she wanted from me. But my parents said that they never felt any like evilness, or you know, never felt that she wanted to harm me or them. So they wouldn't really, they were scared, especially my mom, because she was a stay-at-home mom and she would stay with me all day. But she said that it was never enough to where she felt threatened by it. She said that after a few things happened, they asked some of the neighbors if they knew anything about anything that had happened in that house, and you know, she told them about the experiences she'd been having. And a few of the neighbors actually told her that a girl had passed away in that house of a heart attack not too long before they moved in. So my mom kind of figured that it was, you know, the ghost of this woman who was still there and who, you know, just liked to play tricks and buy tacos, I guess. But yeah, whenever we go to Mexico, when we drive by that house, I always kind of get chills. We obviously don't own this house anymore, but I always get like a scary feeling knowing that my parents, you know, what my parents would tell me about me speaking to this girl. But yeah, this is a haunted house story that I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work with the podcast. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.